Dermot and Dave's.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Dermot and Dave's Mind Yourself Now on Today FM.
Mind yourself now. That's what we're trying to do. And we are speaking to Jennifer Rock, who's also known as a skin nerd. And she's an award-winning facialist and skin lecturer. Jennifer, thank you for joining
Good
us.
Good morning.
How are you?
Really, really well. Thank
Come
you.
Here. The book. You released a book just last month, just a little while ago. The Skin Nerd, your straight talking guide to feeding, protecting and respecting your skin.
Yes.
In these days when we're all getting so obsessed with, you know, aging, we need to watch ourselves, we need to be Instagram perfect in our lives. Are people paying more attention to their skin? Like, honestly going, I need to learn about this.
100%. So I suppose I've been in the industry for 14 years. And what I've really noticed in the last few years is that skin's becoming a sector in its own right, thankfully. Because what you put on top of your skin, like, people are obsessed with makeup. But if your skin isn't healthy, it doesn't really... You don't get the true result. You don't get the finish that you want. But for me, skin isn't aesthetics. It's not vanity. It's very much health driven, and it can empower you to feel better about yourself. So the book was, I own an online skincare clinic, and we have seen 5,000 people in the past year. And I just put all of the most commonly asked questions that our clients ask us, the skin sins, the skin commandments, what should I do? What should I not do? Because people just want clarity. They're confused. It's a minefield out there for skincare. So this is just easy peasy, know what to do by the end of it.
Lovely little pun. People just want clarity. They want the clear skin as well with all that kind of stuff. You have the top 10 like skin commandments.
Yes.
In the book.
Do you follow them?
What? Sometimes. Yeah, no, I'm pretty good. You know, you're all about, you know, making sure people use SPF.
Very much so. So for me, I think our tagline, which is a fact, that the skin is an organ, so you have to respect it accordingly. And most people tend to put tan on or scrub it or perhaps shave it incorrectly, whether you're man or woman. So for me, it's about just making sure the ingredients you're putting on can benefit the skin. And then you're right. We have 10 commandments, which actually aren't, most people would expect me to say, like, buy this cream, put this serum on, or, you know, get this mask. But actually what you put into your body does have an impact on the outside of the body. So drinking water, or, you know, how much meat time are you getting? Are you spending too much time in front of a screen? Are you, you know, getting a little bit of downtime? All of, like, how you talk to yourself, all, everything really has an impact on your skin. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. I wish it wasn't. I wish it was really quick and easy.
Why are you saying spending too much time in front of a screen for your skin? Are you just saying that you might have a more sedentary lifestyle, which will lead to the organ not being fed in the right way because you're not outside enough? Or
very much so. And also there's rays that are come off. So if you look at a computer screen, they're called HEV rays, so high energy visible rays. So the majority of our clients, for example, would sit at a computer, as many of us do, or are in front of a screen of some form, be it a phone or a television. And that has, recent studies have shown, how can have a negative impact on your skin's health long term. Dun, dun, dun.
What?
So, I know, we should just all leave our jobs. That's it. We should just all roll around in the meadows. But no, it does. So every little thing does have an impact. But no one thing is the main culprit. It's about just trying to be the healthiest version of yourself, and your skin will prosper. There's no doubt about it.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's brand new information to my tiny little head. God damn, put the phone away. That's not good. You know, you talked about 5,000 people were dealt with last year.
Yes.
Is there one thread, one thing that you'd notice from that that is an issue that's coming up most with Irish people?
As in skin conditions?
Yeah.
Definitely problematic skin. So what I mean by problematic skin would be oil or lumpy, bumpy bits stuck underneath the skin, is how people would often articulate it, which can just be, there's different grades of acne. So we wouldn't necessarily treat acne per se, because that's more the medical road. Now, we are bringing a doctor on board in the future, but as it stands right now, we're therapists. We are obsessed with skin. The team are the most highly qualified therapists you can find in Ireland. I pretty much swear by that. However, it's the knock-on effect that really gets to us. So, like, we would have a meeting every week and every month about particular clients and trying to get them on to their next step. And people put so much faith in us. So if you don't get them past stage one to stage two, so they feel they're seeing progression, it's difficult. So we try everything. We really do. And we have access, like in the book, we're not biased to a brand. So even for our online clinic, it's a video conferencing way that we communicate with our clients. But they've access to a secret store which has 30 different brands. So if I think for you, for example, that you might need, I don't know, Environ's Vitamin A, but Images Serum or Academy's SPF, like, I can do that. Or if I want you to have an event spritz, I can kind of pool it all together.
But you're not shilling one thing for someone. You're about looking at everything.
Yeah, because traditionally you walk into a department store and you might talk to a beautiful person that works for a brand, but they'll recommend just what's within that brand. Whereas I believe you can sprinkle and mix and match, be a bit of a skin witch, and we can make it bespoke to you. And that's the whole premise of the book, is that there's a little bit of everything in there, which will make sure that by the end of it, you have an idea that you don't have to just stick with one brand always. Because the problem at the moment in skincare is that most brands don't have key ingredients in it that can actually create physical changes. A lot of them are more smell orientated or beautiful packaging. So we kind of, we don't believe in that necessarily. I'm a big believer with our clients online that you're going to spend maybe 100 euro. I'd rather that 100 euro carries you for 3-4 months, but you see changes with it. That's the key. That really is the key.
Yeah, and the packaging can be like that, and it's important for you because people do trust you, that it's not like, oh, I'm going with this.
Absolutely.
As always, loads of questions.
Brilliant.
Yes, and Mind Yourself Now, 0874 100 102. Hi, Maureen, could you please ask Jennifer to recommend products for mature skin with rosacea and a good foundation also? That comes in from Nelly today.
Hello, Nelly. So rosacea is such a common condition in Ireland. They call it the curse of the Celts. And I think particularly because we're quite a translucent nation, that you can see quite a lot of redness anyway. So rosacea has to be diagnosed by a doctor. So again, going back to the clinic, we would often have a doctor diagnose and then we can work alongside it.
Yep.
So medication is often needed. Now, there are supplements that you can take internally. And people often call supplements tablets, but they're not. They're just nutrition. There's good food in a little capsule, and they're called Acumax, and I personally swear by those. But there's ways in which it's hard to tell without a photo, but you'd need to know how severe it is for me to tell her how many to have. But the back of the pack will tell you either one if it's kind of not too severe, right up to four if it is. Things like probiotic skincare is phenomenal as a cleanser to really rehydrate the skin, not irritate it, but put the good
probiotic skincare.
Yeah, so obviously taking probiotics inside is always something I will personally advocate, but probiotics can come in a cleanser. So
all
it's just
right.
putting good bacteria back into the skin. Again, it's found in an awful lot of brands now in pharmacies. One that I particularly love is called BioFresh. It's about 18 euro, does the job, and it really calms the skin, because in that particular situation, it can really flare up for her.
Wow, okay. Hopefully that worked. I have perioral dermatitis on my face, side of nose and chin, which flares up occasionally, and I'm not sure what triggers it. Can it be stress or a product I'm using? I use hydrocortisone on it and it sorted it out, but I'm very limited in makeup I can use and I'd like to use more. Any advice on ingredients I should avoid? I use La Roche-Posay products now and they're fab.
So for this particular person, I think the main thing, they've addressed it. If they don't know the why it's happening, that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
So again, and I know I'm going back to the book, but in the book there is, or even if you're a client of ours online, the first thing we ask you to do is fill out a nerdy diary. Now, I don't think everybody does it, but the point of the diary, is that you'd fill in how much screen time you have, et cetera, et cetera. And the point of that is, if you are finding, say for this person with perioral dermatitis, they might find that it comes out when they have a big meeting every month, or it could be that they have to. I know there's usually a pattern as to why something triggers for somebody. And once you find out the why, you can work around it. Now, I really believe in feeding the skin from within, like I said. So I'm a big believer in the more nuts, seeds, fish and oils, basically essential fatty acids that you can put inside will help lubricate and hydrate the skin. And I have personally seen, again with our clients, and even some feedback quite soon into the book, if you take a lot of omegas, it can help things like dermatitis, in my opinion, alongside the cortisone. Like, it's still needed.
Okay.
If a pharmacist has given it or a doctor's given it, keep going with it.
And I suppose on that as well, when you do say the diary, that's how you'll figure out when it's flaring up.
Exactly.
Hi, question for the skin nerd. I suffer from large pores on my nose and cheeks and have lots of tiny blackheads. Is there a way to get rid? I exfoliate and use a facial peel, but no help with no let up. Help from Tim in Cork.
So people don't like my answer to this one sometimes, so I'm sorry, Tim. So the answer is there's two types. So you can have a spot, which most people know what it looks like. A blackhead is something that you would, can I be gory for 1 minute?
Do it.
Well, less than a minute.
Love
less
it.
Than a minute. So you would squeeze it and out comes like a really juicy fat plug. Very,
yep.
Very satisfactory if you're a therapist.
Sorry, going to be honest.
Yeah.
Love it.
But we all have to slap our hands because we shouldn't be doing that, right? But moving along swiftly. There's
it.
Another thing called a sebaceous filament, which is a fancy pants way to say what I think this particular person is talking about. It's black, it's flat, and it doesn't squeeze out, and that can be discoloration in the follicle. So in that scenario, you do need a professional treatment that will just help to lighten that particular skin back to your regular skin tone.
Okay. Got you there. Question for Jennifer Rock, skin nerd. Remedy for a lady in her early 30s, constant acne along jawline since teens. Help. That's from Amy in the Real Capital in Cork.
The real capital.
The real capital. She got it in there. Go on, Amy.
Hello, Amy. Yeah, I'd love for her to come and join what we call Nerd Network, which is our online community. There's no doubt about it. But salicylic acid is definitely the way to go. It dissolves oil. So if you have a lot of breakouts or congestion, it doesn't have to just be the jawline. That will help to get into the pore, dissolve it. It's antibacterial and anti-inflammatory. That can be a quick fix. I personally would have a similar skin condition. So I would put it on like a cleanser, wash for 60 seconds, and then remove it and then leave it on for a further 60 seconds, a fresh dose with like a mask. Walk around the house for a couple of minutes and then remove.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, so it's a cleanser. So you can kind of do two for the price of one. It's a cleanser that can be a mask.
That's right. I like that. Doubling up our products, get value for money. Oh, it's always good. I have a seborrheic dermatitis on my face and I've tried washing with medicated shampoos. It doesn't really work. I make my eyes all red. Is there anything else I can try?
Seborrheic dermatitis, where was it that they said they had it?
On their face. I've tried washing with medicated shampoos.
I've heard people say that before in the past. Seborrheic dermatitis again falls into the eczema bracket, so it would probably refer back to the Omega input that I would suggest, but in that scenario it is more medical, so definitely best to sit with what your medical practitioner would advise, and then we can obviously advise then alongside, but I would go down the medical road.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of questions that have come in about rosacea, and you've chatted about that.
Yes.
Because someone's saying recently had a lot of stress. Is that a cause, or can hormones affect it?
100%. And I think people often don't make the connection automatically between stress, diet, lifestyle, lack of me time, not sleeping properly, and your skin. But after a couple of weeks of any given scenario, one of those, you see it. You just don't feel yourself and you do look sluggish and lethargic, and you can see it in people's eyes, hair, so you're going to see it in the skin as well. So the short answer is yes, in my opinion, absolutely, stress has a massive link to all skin conditions.
And a lot of people that are getting in, but they don't want to take antibiotics for it. So they want to deal with it themselves then, via your route, like.
Yeah, back to the nerdy diary and figuring out what it is that stresses. So for example, I have a massive meeting the last Wednesday of every single month. I have a massive meeting and I will be OCD, prepared for that meeting, ready to rock and roll, take over the world. But my body thinks differently. So I'll get breakouts along my chest and along my back, for example.
Yeah.
So I'll just eat different foods coming up to that meeting, which are more anti-inflammatory. So I'm not causing inflammation internally, because spots are inflammation. So there's loads of tweaks that you can make. You don't even have to buy a product necessarily. It's just good advice.
Yeah, good, absolutely, with all that. Here we go. Hiya, what products would Jennifer recommend for a woman in her early 40s about to begin chemo?
So chemo is a question that we get an awful lot of the time. There's no doubt about it, unfortunately. It's such a common situation for so many. So when you're going through chemo, definitely oncologists will recommend as to what to use or what not to use. Traditionally, they're very conscious of preservatives that would be in the product, because the body is going to be bulldozed with an awful lot of chemicals.
Yeah.
And it has to be. So there's brands like Dr. Hauschka, and there's particular brands that would align themselves with the Cancer Research Society, so you can make sure that they're perfectly safe, and that's what I would be doing. In this scenario, I would be led by my oncologist.
Yeah, absolutely.
And less is more.
Absolutely, because your body's going through so much.
But it will be dehydrated and it can be tender, so it's important to have, like the brand like I mentioned, Aven earlier, or Dr. Hauschka, both of those together are fantastic just to pacify the skin while you're going through this. And best of luck. Hope everything goes well.
Absolutely. We're sending all our best wishes today. My God, there's so many. Hi, my little boy had perioidal dermatitis, which we talked about a minute ago. Tried all the creams from the pharmacy, no joy. Tell the listener to buy colloidal silver spray from the health shop. Works wonders.
Okay, very good.
That's something there. We'll try that.
It's extremely anti-inflammatory, so
Please ask Annie. Oh, here we go. Please ask Jennifer if there's anything going to help soften the lines from the nose to the mouth. Jennifer, help. Stop smiling.
Don't be happy in your life.
Don't be happy. Be miserable.
These are called nasolabial lines. That's the fancy pants way to say it. So it's volume. It's the lack of elasticity. So honestly, and I wanted to put a whole chapter in the book about vitamin A, and the publisher's like, nobody would read that. Nobody would read that. So there's a little bit of vitamin A in there, but I'm obsessed with vitamin A. So to answer this particular person's question, vitamin A has the ability, in my opinion, to trigger elastin. And it's not just my opinion. It's proven worldwide, doctors, etc., that they say vitamin A is the only thing you can apply topically that will have an impact on your skin, and that's where you will see a difference around here. I love how you're writing it on your hand. You're
on
writing
my
it
hand.
On your skin. I don't know if that's the right
God,
thing
sorry.
To do.
Oh God, I didn't have a hand of the skin hurt.
No, and then there's another, I'm obsessed with this device. It's called, there's lots of different ones, but my favourite one is called the Face Gym. So it's literally, do you remember Slender Tone years ago? And
you'd
put it around your tummy and it would contract your muscles as you sat. I mean, fantastic.
Funniest thing
don't
ever,
that. You should move. But there is device you can get for your face that would contract the muscles in the same way, and that can really help this particular area. So you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm pointing my finger between the nose and the mouth, and it really does plumpen it because it's the muscle that's lax as opposed to the skin that's lax.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. We want to know each other next time we see each other.
I'm just about, because I've always looked at those devices going, what the hell? Oh, God.
If they're look, I'm a broken record. I appreciate that. But for me, it's always down to education. How you do it. Like, you could buy that product. It's 150 euro. If you put it on the wrong way and don't use it properly, you're not going to see the result. Similarly, if you don't do it, you're not going to see the result. It's like anything in life, so...
I could stay here honestly until 12 o'clock talking to Jennifer, because
yes, we should cancel the rest of the show and just talk about skin all day. I agree.
There are so many questions coming in. You can find her online, of course, the Skin Nerd Online Skin Consultancy. That's where Jennifer is. You can find her on Insta, which I've become recently very obsessed by. I'm sorry, I'm not stalking you. And the book is The Skin Nerd, Your Straight Talking Guide to Feeding, Protecting and Respecting Your Skin. Jennifer Rock, as always, thank you so much, darling.
Dermot and Dave's Mind Yourself Now with Pieta House Feel Good Week. Getting the nation together to feel good. October 20th to 27th. Register at pieta.ie.